Thanks for calling Nationwide. This is Mike. Can I help you?
Hey, Mike. It's Pete from Cardiff. Just got your message.
Hey, Pete. What is this $50 fee that I'm looking at here?
So the $50 fee is only applied if you did a web registration. I forget, your file's pretty old here. Did you do a web registration, or did you give me a call from a direct mailing campaign? Because it only would charge you if you did an online registration. It's just a fee they have on there.
I did receive a invitation to apply by mail, and it said visit bankofcardiff.com/offer, which I did. Hmm. So it did not say, though, that there was a fee associated with that particular application process. I'm looking all over the information that I received in the mail. I still have a file open on this.
Did the information online say anything about a fee? Because I've obviously never gone on the...
Of course not. No.
You know,
no,
to pay that fee or anything. So I'm not sure how that process works from the customer's viewpoint.
It did not disclose that there was a fee.
Let me go right here. So you just sent bankofcardiff.com/offer?
/offer is what's on the letter that I received.
And you enter your reservation code.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is it never asked me to enter a reservation code. So I'm wondering if that may be the issue.
No, I mean, I did ask somebody. They said, because, you know, it happens every once in a while. We get somebody. It hasn't happened to me yet. I don't really get too many web registrations.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, yeah, it's actually a $50 fee with a web registration only if you call in, or if we call you,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, obviously there's no fee for that. But I think just because you went online and registered for, you know, you did the e-sign, the e-signature, I think it was on there.
But I didn't ever, did we do the e-signature process and all of that?
I think so. I have it on my emails here when it got forwarded to me. Yeah. So yeah, I have actually an electronic application from you,
mm-hmm.
and I have a signed electronic signature on the 4th of October.
4th of October. And in that documentation that you sent to me, was the $50 fee disclosed?
The information you, I didn't send you any, I didn't send the information to you.
Well, the document that you sent me to sign, I'm asking, is that where that was disclosed?
I think so. It was online. So I'm saying it was an e-signature. So whenever you went online to bankofcardiff.com, apply working capital.
Mm-hmm.
And has the business legal name, the company information, all that stuff.
Yeah, I remember filling all that out, but I'm telling you, Pete, I don't recall there being a fee to apply disclosed during that process, is what I'm saying. And you know what, $50 is not that big of a deal, but the lack of disclosure is.
It's got to say that on there.
I'm thinking that, at first I thought it was fraud. I don't think that you guys are in the business of making your money by $50 fees, one applicant at a time.
don't get me wrong.
But I mean, is there anything to be done at this point to avoid having to pay that? That just seems a bit punitive for the fact that A, it wasn't disclosed. B, you guys sent me an invitation to apply online. I did it, and now you're charging me a fee, and it was never said, hey, you're going to impose a fee be imposed a fee to do this. Even in the small print on the letter, I mean, I've read all the authorizations, and there is absolutely no disclosure. And I'm assuming your application and paper would be the same one that you send to have electronically signed, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I get, if you send it in via fax, if you mm-hmm. had just, you know, called the direct mail campaign line, I definitely know, you know, we couldn't even charge you a fee. The only way that they can charge you a fee on the front side would mm-hmm. be through this web registration. But, you know, and it seems wrong that there would be no, disclosure of $50.
Who can I talk to about that? Because I really would like to have a screenshot sent to me showing where I authorized a $50 draft using the bank information that I provided for the approval of a loan only. I didn't ask for anybody to fund or draft, or nor did I authorize a fund or draft from those accounts. Clearly missing the paperwork that if I signed something stating I did, I'd like to have a copy of that.
Yeah, of course. I'm actually messaging somebody right now that works in operations.
Because the mailer that I received did not, it says to apply, call, visit this website, or fax, and that's it. It doesn't say possible $50 fee for online registration. I would have probably
It would have said that online, I think, not on the piece of paper.
I'm gonna go to that website.
Go where you signed up. I'm trying to do the same thing too, because I know for a fact, I see the mailers that we send out every campaign. It doesn't say that on there, but it might have something when you're doing the actual registration on bankofcardiff.com. That has that. I would imagine it's wherever you did the e-signature.
Well, and that's the other part too, is that I don't have any, when you do an e-signature, it always sends you a copy of the completed documents. Mm-hmm. I don't have that. That's again one of the reasons that I was drawing this into question, because I didn't know that we had gotten quite as far as /offer.
I think the e-signature for the most part is just to give us permission to run credit, but you never sent in the bank statements. We never really continued, so I never pulled your credit or anything like that, just because we didn't get there.
Oh, I think I see what happened. I think I went to Bank of Cardiff.
/apply/ working capital or /offer?
No, I just went to Bank of Cardiff. I had a redirect, and it's doing it to me again. Unless you type in the /offer, it does a redirect to bankofcardiff.com. And under small business working capital loans, is I clicked and applied.
Because if you do it via direct mail, we know that you got the mailer. There's no reason to give you a fee. If you're just Googling working capital loans,
no, that's not how I did it. What I'm saying is that Google, when I entered in, typed it in just exactly as it appears. Visit bankofcardiff.com/offer, it does a redirect to just bankofcardiff.com. So in other words,
I got one. When I type in bankofcardiff.com/offer, it says business loan application, and it's got a picture of this cheesy check.
Right, exactly. And that's what I was just saying is when I do it, I have to hit back once in order to get to that page, go back in and refill in the offer part. So I don't know what's going on. It must be my Google or something, but it's sending me to your main page and ignoring the /offer until I go to the address bar and type it in. So
yeah, I type mine into the address bar.
Yeah, and I don't think I did that. I think I typed it into the Google search page.
And then
to get to your main page, and that's where I thought I was supposed to be. I didn't know any better. And that's also why I didn't ask for my reservation code. So, okay.
I think if you had just typed in the reservation code, it wouldn't have charged you $50 because we know that it came from one of our marketing
sources. I can send you the pre-approval letter that I got with the reservation code. I can even give you the reservation code now if it'll waive this fee. I'm just thinking that it's kind of an internet protocol that for some reason I was forwarded to your main page as opposed to this /offer page, and I didn't realize that there was any difference. I don't know what your pages look like, the difference between the two, until now, until I hit backspace and type in offer on the address bar.
It is weird. I have been here for a while and never have actually gone and kind of checked that out from your consumer end.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I don't want to get off on a bad foot here, but I just don't think that was right.
I'm trying to see here. I'm messaging somebody. They said, yeah, they agreed to it when they clicked to apply online. I was like, where does it say that in writing? They said, yeah, it's online. And I'm like, where?
No, it's not. I mean, I'm on your main page. And when I go to the box that says apply now, I'll go back to it. Hold on just a second. I'll read you exactly what it says. This is what we do. Small business, working capital loans. Apply now. It doesn't say that you're going to incur a fee. It just says online working capital application, and you start filling out your business name, physical address, etc.
Yeah, I want to hit next so I can go to that next page where you would sign. You know what I mean? Like, this is just
gathering. Well, I'm not going to, forgive me, I'm not going to do it again and incur another $50 fee.
Yeah, obviously.
Wouldn't you think that at the point that you began filling out the application that would be the place to disclose that there's a cost involved?
Yeah, 100%, Mike. I mean, if anything, it should be right underneath where you would sign, like in pretty bold letters. Like usually if there's a paragraph underneath where you're signing, you're going to read it. They'll give you know, I know our normal applications, the physical ones, will display a whole paragraph that, you know, we can pull your credit and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, and I was fine with that. I mean, that didn't bother me at all. But at the same time,
just an online thing. It's nothing. It's nothing that. They said it's online where you sign, and I can't get to that page obviously without typing in information.
I need somebody to send that to me. That's that portion of the agreement. Because if I agreed to it, fine. If it was disclosed, no problem. I read that thing, and it didn't say anything about an application fee about to be charged to my account. To my knowledge, I wouldn't have moved forward. I would have probably thrown the whole letter in the garbage.
You were kind of on the fence in the first place, so yeah, it makes no sense for you to pay $50 if you don't even know.
Well, and not only that, when I'm sent a reservation code and Google gives me, you know, your main page as opposed to the page that I was going to be given the opportunity to enter a reservation code and avoid a fee, not knowing that the reservation code was what would help me avoid a fee or even that there was a fee being imposed, I had no idea until I got my bank statement. And I'm seeing, you know, you guys are attempting to draft $50 out of my account, which... kind of on the fence as to whether I'm going to let that happen.
Hey, wait, I got it for you. The writing. By clicking accept, it says a lot of other stuff here, but you also authorize CFLBC to draft from the bank account above an application processing fee of $50 per individual applicant by means of drafted check or electronic debit ACH. I'll shoot that over to you as well. And it is right in, you know, right where you do that principal one, principal two, electronic signature.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll shoot that over to you right now, Mike. But I was able to get somebody from the funding department to shoot me over something in writing for you.
Boy, it just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your help, Pete.
All right. No problem, man. Again, I'm sorry about that. It doesn't sound right to me either.
Well,
enjoy
the $50. That's probably all you guys are going to get out of me. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Take care, man.